Well, hello there, my beautiful friends. Welcome to episode 201 of the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast. I am Heather Newman. If we have not met yet, welcome. I cannot wait to hang out with you today. Let's get started.
Hey there, fitness friends and queens. Looking for a game-changing workout experience that goes beyond the ordinary in this second half of life? This is your total tone solution. ToneN10.com, your ultimate destination for feeling happy, healthy, and strong. Imagine having the perfect calendar, a personalized schedule, and a roadmap to sculpt those dreamy muscles. A simple workout of the day, you choose how often you want to do them to fit into your lifestyle. It's a clear roadmap to your success. You drive at your own pace. At ToneN10.com, we're not just about workouts. We're about creating an empowering, realistic journey and healthy lifestyle just for you to feel in shape. Worried about nailing those exercises? Fret not. Our mini few-second video demos can be viewed on your phone or laptop. Break it down step by step, ensuring you're on point every time. Take that Tone Babe VIP workout anywhere, even to your local gym or even HotWorks for an unbeatable session. Just ask anyone who's tried our latest six-pack ab workout. Perfection. And hey, the magic doesn't stop there. Visit glitteru.com/samples for the 100% good-for-you supplements I've been using since 2017. Bonus, exclusive discount codes are in there waiting just for you to use today. Head over to ToneN10.com and choose your path. Whether it's the full VIP experience, month-to-month calendars and challenges, or the simplest PDF, printout, and DIY version. But here's the scoop. Full VIP experience, you get it all. Treated like the queen you are. The accountability, free push coaches, and community, all from the comfort of home and from your device. That's where the real magic begins. Join us on a fitness journey like no other. Visit ToneN10.com now. That's TONEN10.com. You're listening to the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, your go-to source for all things health and fitness transformation, with certified nutrition coach and specialist turned online fitness planning mentor, Heather Newman. Heather's goal is to empower women like you to take control of your overall health and fitness strategy. Tune in each week for a realistic approach as she shares tips and tools to glitter your soul and add sparkle to your life. Let's get unstuck. You are not a tree. So let's learn to move, change, and find true happiness by creating a vision and living your dreams. For blog posts, exclusive offers, fitness strategies, monthly VIP challenges, at-home workout plans, and more, be sure to subscribe to glitteru.com. Now tighten that ponytail, embrace a more fulfilled and positive approach to life, and let's get happy. Here's your host, Heather Newman.
Hello there, my beautiful tone babes. Welcome back to the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, a podcast for all you ladies in the second half of life who are ready to take responsibility for your own well-being and create a life that you love living. I am here to help motivate women just like you to look good and feel fabulous in this second half of life. I am your host, Heather Newman, and after spending the first 48 years of my life being a complete people pleaser and living with a scarcity mindset, I was stuck and ready for a change. I reinvented myself, I stopped outsourcing my happiness, and I've been brave enough to live a different kind of life. I will be here each week to help you do the exact same thing. So grab your headset or your earbuds, lace up those sneakers, tighten that ponytail, and let's do this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Welcome back to episode number 201 of the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast. I am thrilled to have you here today as we embark on a little journey to kind of reinvent ourselves or our lives and create days that we truly want to experience. I know that here we are in 2024 and some things are just not adding up. I'm not going to get into any of the circus world that we're living in, but it's almost like blinders on, like everything around us is happening and we just have to focus on creating the life that we want to live instead of focusing on all the things around us. So today we're shaking off some of that seriousness. We're going to dive into a little lighthearted, maybe some humor. I do tell my family and my boys every day, like, look for the laughs. Try to lighten up. Look for something funny and embrace it. Embrace the power of living with intention. So have you ever felt like you're just kind of going through the motions day in and day out, same week, same weekend? Like, it's time to stop wasting your life and start living with purpose, on purpose. So I started eliminating chaos from my mornings first, and let me tell you, it has been a complete game changer. But the journey doesn't end there. Like, I am constantly refining my routines, and I'm so excited to share every step of the process with you. If you've been with me on this journey long enough, you know that things have evolved. Some things I have tried and shared with you that didn't stick for me, but they may have stuck for you. So recently, I stumbled upon a video from Bethany Frankel. And if you don't follow Bethany Frankel, or if you didn't care for her, she was a housewife way back when. And she created Skinny Girl Cocktails, and she sold it. And she's like multi-freaking millionaire, right? Like, she's brilliant. I stumbled across a video for her. Oh, what I was going to say is she was married for 2 years, had a daughter, and her divorce has taken 10 years. It sounds like it's finally settled, but she said that she's the first person that she knows of that got married, was married for 2 years, and was in a decade of a battle after the divorce, which is awful. But anyway, she shares it on her podcast, and I've been trying to keep up with that in the little crevices of walking on my Tone Babe walking. I've been listening to some of those. She's unveiling, like, she's finally talking about it. It's taken her this long to even have closure, and she's going through all the emotions, and she's actually talking about her divorce. So I find it intriguing. It's interesting to listen to someone with such, like, she's just such a savvy businesswoman and all about empowering women. And that's what I love about her. But anyway, recently I stumbled across a video, and I think it was an older video of hers, but it totally, like, resonated with me. She inspired me to transform my space into this little cozy sanctuary in the evenings. It got me thinking, like, why wait for a spa day or to spend so much money to feel the way that I love to feel? Like, I love laying in, let's say, a spa chair or on a massage table and getting a facial. I love the feel and the aroma, like the smell of the lavender or the eucalyptus or even tea tree oil. And I love the different feels on my face, like something cold and creamy, and then maybe something warm and just silky. I love that experience. I think it is just absolutely amazing. Well, she inspired me to kind of transform my own space in my own little cozy sanctuary. At night, you guys know that I like to unplug an hour before bedtime. So I'll get in my bed and I'll grab a book, or I may put on my headset and listen to something soothing, right? Or even an Audible book. But I thought, why not add something even more special to that routine? So what I've done, well, I'll tell you in a little bit. But anyway, I want to stress that we have the power to create our own little oasis right from home. It's all about embracing a morning or a night routine that truly nurtures our soul and uplifts our spirit. So the power to cultivate positive energy and a spa-like atmosphere is within freaking each of us, right? Do any of these thoughts sound familiar? Like, do you ever think, gosh, I really need to get to the spa. I really need a facial. I really need a manicure. I really need a leg massage. I really need this. I really need that. Like, why not create that for yourself? All right. if your brain ever brings up these ideas, because our brains want to do crazy things to us, right? If you ever think to yourself, I'm just too old to change, why bother trying to stay motivated? It never works. Then I'm here to tell you today, as your friend, it is time to shift our perspective. Let's think of it like making the bed. You know that whole equation of making the bed? Like, some people make their bed every single morning. I am one of those people. Now, my husband and I have this deal. Whoever gets up last makes the bed. I mean, that's simple, right? Whoever gets up last makes the bed. But there are some people that say, why would I make my bed every morning? I'm just going to unmake it and get back in it anyway. It's about the mindset of clarity and motivation. It's a way to actually show respect for your life and to prioritize your self-care. Like, you deserve heavenly sheets. You deserve a bed that feels like clouds and just feels the luxury of maybe a heating pad around your neck with a red light face mask therapy, or I don't know, just a full-on spa experience in the comfort of your own home. So these are two things I was going to share with you just a little bit ago, that these are things that I have done. I have bought us some really good sheets. Like, they're white. I like white because I can throw them in and, you know, use some vinegar in there and make them bright white. But I love a bed that feels like I'm just getting in a puff of luxury, a puff of clouds. Instead of when you go to a nice hotel and you're like, oh my God, these sheets are amazing. The bed was like so dreamy. Why not bring that into your own space? Invest in it. Yes, it may be an investment. It may be a little bit more pricey than, you know, some of the things on the market that are a little scratchy and itchy. But think about how many times are you in your bed? Every doggone night of your life. So make it this heavenly, amazing place. I shared with you guys the red light face mask that I truly am loving. I'm not doing it every night because I don't know, like, I'm still doing research to see the benefits versus if I did it every day. Like, I just don't think I'm there yet to need it every single day, although it is so therapeutic. It feels so freaking amazing. But why not do this? And I shared that on my LTK. If you know what LTK is, you can find it in my little links. But LTK is Like to Know It. It's an app where a lot of bloggers and influencers share links to everything that they're using and loving. And it just makes it super, super easy. It's like a catalog that you can just shop from. So just know that I do have an LTK page. If you go to LTK, just Google LTK and then Heather Newman. You can find it, and it really is worth getting the app because you can shop so easy and find the things that people are actually using and loving. So one of the things I put in there is my red light face mask. Loving it. It's definitely a good one. And then also I didn't put it in there yet, but I'm going to put in there. I ordered a few from Amazon and one of them was scratchy. I had to send it back, but it's kind of like a heating pad, sort of, but it's full of these little like granular, maybe seeds and beans, or it has aromatherapy smells to it. So when you heat it up, and you can heat it up in the dryer, or you can heat it up, like I like it in the dryer because I just feel like the microwave is adding probably some waves of things that I don't want around me. I'm trying to get away from the microwave thing. But anyway, you can heat it in the dryer, or if you have the luxury of having your own towel heater, you could put it in there. But you warm it up and you just, like, if you're going to read in bed at night, you would just wrap this thing around your neck. And this one's super soft. I found the softest one. I'll link it soon, I promise. But it is absolutely just luxury. It is total I mean, it feels so amazing. It's become a habit of mine. And now, like, if we go on a trip, it's coming with me. It's almost like my pillow. It is coming with me. I'm not kidding you. It's a part of my ritual now, like, to wind down. Okay, I'll share that with you soon. I'm getting on this rant about my little luxury that I'm loving right now, which sounds so crazy. But anyway, you deserve all the things. You deserve the heavenly sheets, you deserve a bed that feels like freaking clouds, and you deserve the luxury of a heated fluff pad, right? With the red light face mask therapy. You deserve all these things, and if you haven't tried it, girl, it will change your world. It's just really good for our nervous system, especially if you deal with stress and anxiety, or even some sort of depression. It can really, really help you without ever stepping foot into a spa and having to drop all that money there. Just think about the money that you would pay to go to a spa for a day and invest that in some things at your home that you can start making part of your own routine at night. You guys, I am telling you, I'll make a blog post. That's what I'll do. On Friday, I'll make a blog post and I'll link all of these things that I am loving just for you. So be sure to subscribe over at the blog at glitteryou.com. Okay, so let's dive into some other practical ways that you can create a relaxing space for your mind and your body as part of maybe your bedtime routine. And again, take these nuggets as you wish. Take these ideas and use the ones that you want to try. And you can stack them all later. So save this episode that you know it's number 201, and it's going to help you set up like your own little evening routine, maybe. All right, first of all, declutter your space. Clear away any physical clutter in your bedroom to create a sense of just calm and serenity. We spend so many hours in our bedroom, it should not feel like chaos. So the first room in your house, if you're on your decluttering path or in that era of life or feel like you need to do some spring cleaning, I'm going to say start with your physical clutter in your bedroom to create a sense of calm and serenity. A clutter-free environment promotes relaxation and better sleep quality. And we know now in the second half of life that our sleep is just as important, like a good quality sleep is just as important as our fitness and our nutrition because it affects our cortisol. And if we have cortisol stirring around in our body, we're never going to be able to achieve the goals that we are striving for in our health and fitness. So number two, I would say, is establish a wind down ritual. This is what I've been developing. This is what I've been working on. This is what I'm kind of sharing with you here today. A few of my little tips and tricks that I've been using that I hope that you find a value that you can actually maybe take and try for yourself. Develop a really good soothing bedtime routine. It kind of signals your body and your mind that it's time to unwind. Just like when you have a little kid and you're trying to get the kid into a routine, they need structure, they need a ritual. You might give them a warm bath and put some lavender bath salts in there. Anything to start winding down the child's nervous system. We're the same. We're still human, you guys. We're just bigger and older. This could include activities like I said, reading, journaling, or practicing some stretching, or even planning your day today for tomorrow. So I find these things to be really therapeutic and really help you have control of your life and just feel so put together. So the other thing I'm going to suggest is incorporating aromatherapy. I use essential oils like lavender, chamomile, tea tree, melrose, all these, and eucalyptus to create a calming ambiance in your bedroom. So you want to diffuse these oils, or you can add a few drops to your pillow even to promote relaxation and just a really restful sleep. I'm going to link all of these in the Glitter You blog post on Friday for you with clickable items that I actually bought and I'm loving right now. So be sure to check that out, okay? The next thing I'm going to suggest, and I've mentioned this a little bit, is create a comfortable sleep environment. You are worth it. You are worth investing in a really good set of sheets. Like, invest in high quality bedding, high quality pillows, and a supportive mattress to ensure that you get the best possible night's sleep. Consider adding maybe blackout curtains or even a white noise machine to minimize distractions and create a very peaceful sleep environment. Now, I used to have a white noise machine, but what Ken and I actually like is actually an air purifier. It still gives that sound, right? Like, we can't sleep, or we prefer not to sleep in complete silence. It's too still. So we like that sound of that air purifier. And the one that we have, and I'll link it as well, it's actually got a little pad on it that you can drop some essential oils on the air purifier, and that runs all night long. So those are just some tips you may want to try. Those are pretty good four simple but really powerful ways for you to create a relaxing space in your mind and in your body before bedtime. These things matter. It sounds so, like, I don't know. I used to think it was kind of weird. Like, I never took the time to invest in my self-care ritual. I almost felt like, I don't know if selfish was the word, but I was just younger and I just, again, I was on defense. I was just rolling with the punches of life and I wasn't taking full control of my day, of my hours, of my minutes, of my time. And it's just about self-care and it's not selfish. Prioritizing your well-being is actually essential for living a fulfilling and balanced life. So, real quick, let's shift gears just for a minute and focus on embracing some positivity and really taking control of our lives, right? Just imagine if you had a life where you do more things that just light you up and bring you joy and make you laugh. Like, look for the laughter. That is the life that I am living. That is the life that I choose to live. And I want to show you how to do the same thing. So when you become a VIP inside of Tone Online Studio, which is at ToneNintendo.com or GlitterU.com, I'll teach you how to stack these amazing lifestyle habits to create your dream life. They're not going to look alike, but you're going to be able to take the pieces that are working for you or make you feel good. We make a little plan. We follow the plan. And we plan tomorrow today. That's what all of the daily Unleash Habits journals and planners and the DAHO 7 daily habits of 7 that I teach inside of Tone. It's all about taking control of your body and your mind on your terms. And real quick, I want to touch on something that was one of my biggest, I'm not going to say viral, but for me, in my little bubble of viral, it was viral. It was talking about boundaries. That episode, if you haven't listened to the episode on the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast about setting boundaries, I'm going to encourage you to go listen to it after this one. It's time to stop letting all the naysayers and all those negative people, the negative Nellies, negative Nancys, the mean girls or boys, drag you down and start putting yourself first. That includes setting boundaries around your sleep and prioritizing your well-being. It's time to get your act together. Stick to your workout plan. I got one laid out for you every single month, every single week, every single day. You don't even have to think about it. I'm giving you the tools and the workout that's going to get your body feeling its best, looking your best, feeling untouchable in your clothes. And if you get your act together by sticking to your workout plan that we create for you inside of Tone and watch as your life freaking transforms right before your eyes, y'all, it's freaking mind-blowing. I literally cannot ever and will not ever go back to the life I used to live. Never. This life right here is so amazing, and you can have that too. So don't forget, inside of VIP Tone, your personalized plan awaits you. Daily guidance and support. There's no way to waste your life if you're going to follow the plans using the tools and resources. It may not always be easy, but it is super simple. I want you to tap into your younger self for a minute. Remember her, that fearless version of you who knows that anything is possible. Let's coach together for the next month and make your dreams a reality. If you're ready, let's freaking go.
Hey friend, thank you so much for listening to Heather's Get Unstuck podcast. Her goal is to help as many women as possible, and if this episode helped you in any way, you can directly impact Heather's efforts by simply sharing a screenshot of this to your social media or team. Also, if you're looking for additional support, feel free to find Heather on Instagram at GlitterU, her website at www.glitteru.com, and or join the free Get Unstuck community Facebook group.